Next question, we're going to start with Stacy. What is the best and worst thing about American pork?
I can talk about American pork all day, so that's a good one. The best thing about American pork is 100% the people. I was terrified to go knock on people's doors and talk to them about running for city council, knowing they probably didn't want to talk to me. And I was shocked at how kind and nice and respectful the people of American Fork were. And in conjunction with that, I would say it's the community spirit that I feel here. When we moved here, this is 8 years ago or something, when we moved here, people said to me, "Are you going to the football game?" And I went, "What football game?" And they were talking about the high school football game, because the community all comes together. We are part of a community. And since then, we've attended so many events and different things, and people have such a great love for American Fork. So people have a sense of community. There's so many people that have roots here. When I talk to somebody, I talk to Laurel Shelley, and then it reminds me, hey, Shelley Elementary. I talked to Kyle Barrett, and it reminds me of Barrett Elementary. So anyway.
First thought was the people, so I sound like I'm a diddle machine, but absolutely, I have absolutely wonderfully loved the individuals that are in families, business owners, people that I have met through all these years of interviewing, being in their homes. I love it. I love the spirit, the kindness, the giving, the concern about their neighbors. I don't know what I could pick for something that would be bad. That's really hard. There's very little that I don't like about the community. What I would be concerned about is the growth, to make sure that we maintain the spirit that we have, even though there are new people here who aren't aware of it.
It's the same thing, the people. Running for city council, I've met some marvelous people. Working on the city council, I've met some marvelous people, really good-hearted people. The concern I have, I think, is maybe the marginalized citizens in our community and some of the things that maybe go on behind closed doors that we're not really involved in. Because there, as many good things as there are still some really significantly bad things as far as child endangerment, different things like that. Drug use is a big issue. And so there's just some things that I'd like to try to solve as a community rather than as a policing effort where it's just punishment, that somehow we find a way to train and encourage young people to be the best they can be. If they just can figure out who they are and what they are, they can do marvelous things on their own without a lot of government intervention. But that means the citizens will have to be involved a great deal more. And that means getting out of our comfort seat and moving out, trying to help people.
I would definitely say that the strongest point about American Fork is the people and the community pride. So we all pretty much stand on the same page there. I definitely think the people are our strong points and the community pride that people have for this great city. When it comes to probably some of the bad, I mean, obviously there's so much good about American Fork. We live in such a great area. We have I-15 running down our city, unlike some other cities, which I actually think is a strong point. It's easy to get the freeway. It's easy to get around. But as far as maybe some of the bad about it is, I was invited to participate in the Citizens Academy with the police department there. And we've just had the 1 week there so far, but it's been a little bit of an eye-opening experience for me so far. Obviously, the police, they do a lot of bad things, unfortunately, or they find out about bad things, or they, you know, investigate bad things. And what was made aware of me is the amount of domestic violence that goes on in American Fork City and child abuse. And that was kind of an eye-opening experience. You don't always hear about that, but, you know, that's some of the things that I'd like to see change, is a little bit more outreach to those domestic violence victims.